If we move on to the ratio, then this is where the story becomes lots more clear. If you see our margins, it's clearly we see a drop, and I said the drop is largely from increase in cost of funds, because drop in loan yields is hardly 10 to 20 basis points year on year, but cost of funds have increased, and as I said, we're not insulated from market developments. Cost income ratio, again, if you see the costs in the previous page, costs have only increased by 2%, in fact quarter on quarter are actually lower. So it's largely the impact on interest income that has impacted our cost income ratio. We remain very focused on our cost income ratio, and as I will show you in the next page later, when we take away SEM, our cost income ratio is still very manageable. CASA ratio, as I explained, our focus was more on liabilities, on deposits to maintain our liquidity. So consequent to that, CASA ratio has fallen. Of course, as I mentioned, some of our customers have preferred to move from CASA to term deposits. And in terms of longer term relationship, we accept that. That's part of the deal. In terms of RIM, we've been fairly conservative. And this quarter itself, we're about 96%, which is well above what our requirement should be. In terms of NPL, we're very happy we've been able to do much better than previous year, and we expect this trend to continue in the coming quarters. In terms of ROA, certainly they look a little lower than last year this time and last quarter, purely because, as I said, our profits are lower compared to last year. And, of course, our equity and assets are much larger than last year. But, again, we still have 9 more months to go in the current year, and we look forward to performing better on those ones here. Now, this one which I mentioned earlier about microbanking, if you look on the right-hand side, the cost-to-income ratio, so if you take away SEM, that's about 47%. And I said, as we move to non-mass market business with much lesser margins and much lesser risk, hopefully that will impact us also on net risk-adjusted margins too. But our cost-to-income ratio is still one of the better ones in the industry as we speak. And even ROE, if we take away the losses of SEM, and we presume this is the last year where SEM should form any significant part of our discussions. Next year, this time, it should be very little portion to talk about. So if you take away SEM, the ROE is already in double digits. In terms of liquidity, this is what we'll clarify to you. In terms of term deposits, we've been very focused. Year on year, we've grown 11%. And that's the way we prefer it. We'd rather be extra liquid rather than not be. In addition, rather than remain dependent only on term deposits, in January this year, we have issued MTNs worth 500 billion rupiah that will help us also achieving our other ratios like LCR and SFR, etc., apart from providing us longer-term funds. Most of you will know, this month itself, we have launched our bonds, and hopefully the subscription will close next month. That's about 2 trillion rupiah. And again, those will be 1 to 3 to 5 years. So we will see some 10-year-old money coming in. So in terms of liquidity, we are planning well ahead of the curve. So we will remain liquid amply. So in terms of RIM, as I mentioned, we are very comfortable. In terms of CASA, as I said, yes, year on year we've grown marginally because some customers have preferred to move in TD. But for sake of longer-term relationships, we were happy to live with that. So net-net, the impact was CASA ratio is looking smaller, but that's okay. But our basic focus on granular growing the granular CASA will continue as has been for the last 3 years. Capital, don't need to say much. We remain very strongly capitalized, and that's what gives us comfort, and that's what gives everybody comfort in this, and we will continue to maintain strong liquidity and strong capital ratios. In terms of loan growth, now if you see specifically what's been happening here, as I said, for enterprise banking, Q on Q, first quarter, there's always a seasonality effect. Plus, many of our large corporate customers and SMEs have been saying that they prefer to wait out the first quarter of the elections, and we are more confident about second quarter, about loans picking up in those two business segments. In terms of SME, we've seen good growth over the last 2 to 3 years. So year on year, we're still 6% ahead. But we could sense an oncoming part of delinquency. So we've been rather focused on SME asset quality. So we've been a little slow on growing SME, and that's the right thing to do for the longer-term benefit of the company. Mortgages still continues to be a bread-and-butter focus. This is what we've been doing for the last 3 years. This is what gets us sticky customers and lots of cross-sell, and we will continue to play a role in there. Even quarter-on-quarter, we've seen very good growth in mortgages. Adira Finance, we had a great story last year, and that story continues. Even this first quarter, Adira Finance has grown 3% quarter on quarter, which is almost 14% year on year. So net-net, the segments that we've been targeting have been growing. As I said, EB may look flat or a little less than what we would have thought to present, but when we review our pipelines, what's coming in second and third quarter, thanks to our collaboration with MUFG, we're very confident EB will pick up very significantly in Q2 and Q3. SME, as I said, we will watch our asset quality, and once we are comfortable, that's when we will start to push the buttons there. Moving on to Adira Finance, I alluded to earlier, whilst the industry is expected to soften, we will definitely see some impact, but yet Adira continues to perform very well compared to the industry too. So we are confident of the work, the transformation done in Adira will continue to benefit us in the second and third quarters coming. So that's a good story. If you look at our cost of credit, this is important here. If you see the cost of credit on the left-hand side, more importantly, our higher yield portfolio is going down, and that's a conscious strategy, which is what we've been elaborating over the last 2 to 3 years, that we will focus more on enterprise banking, more focus more on consumer mortgages, focus more on SME, all which are not high yield businesses. And consequent to that, we expect, although margins have dropped now, eventually cost of credit will come down, because when we're lending to high quality corporates, the cost of credit should be bare minimal, if at all, any in that segment. So that strategy will play itself out over quarters to come. If you compare year on year, we're very happy with what we've got in terms of COC and NPL. There was an uptick in the first quarter in the industry numbers too in NPL. We also saw a little uptick compared to last quarter. Much of that came, as we see, at least a part of that came from the SME, and as I said, that's precisely why first quarter we decided to be a little slow in our loan growth in SME. So our teams are working on it. All goes well, Q2 we should start picking up on SME. If not, then Q3 we should start picking it up. But overall, the credit team's confident that we understand where our asset quality is, and we should work well on that part. If you compare industry sectors, yes, in compared to some industry sectors, we are significantly better off. Some we are not. The ones we are not, actually, if you look at the numbers behind, we don't have large exposures to some of them at all. So we're very comfortable compared to our performance in the industry. If you see our asset quality, this is important in terms of COC ratio. Year to date, compared to last year, we're 10 basis points better, but as we said earlier, it's quite possible cost of credit goes up and down, but given the trend that we are forecasting for the year, we should be equal, if not better, than previous year. That's our expectation. In terms of restructured loans too, we had seen a little bit of tick up in the last quarter of previous year. They're now pretty stable, and we will expect to see the same ratios going forward too. Now, if you look at fee income, fee is very important to us. As I mentioned earlier, we've been a little slow in SME and EB, so consequently to that, our credit-related, loan-related fees are marginally lower than what we saw same quarter in the previous year. With quarter two, quarter three, we see loan growth picking up. We are confident about this sector also picking up out here. In the interim, the other parts of the bank have been kicking in very well. For example, Treasury has done well in the first quarter compared to last year. Their profits are up. Non-credit related fee income, which is if you see on the right, especially Adira Insurance, the general insurance part, cash management, are all ticking up pretty well. Bank assurance has seen a little bit of softness in the first quarter, that we guess customers have been more focused on moving their money to term deposits, but we have lots of plans afoot with our partners, and in Q2, Q3, we plan to catch up with some of this softness in bank assurance. So roughly, that's about all from my side. Now open to question and answers. My colleagues, of course, are all there from every part of the bank and our subsidiaries. We'd be happy to take questions.
Thank you, Palu. Please raise your hand if you have questions. We can also take questions from the WebEx.